In this session, we will look at the calculation of capital allowances, starting with the general pool. Capital allowances computations are prepared for accounting periods, for example, for the year ended 31st of December 2010. Capital allowances are a trading expense for a business and should be deducted in arriving at the trading profit figure for the accounting period. The trading profit, i.e. after capital allowances, would then be taxed in 2010-11 under the current year basis. Individual capital allowance computations are not necessary for every asset purchased. If so, this would be an horrendous exercise for large businesses who would be required to prepare a separate capital allowances calculation for every piece of plant and machinery acquired. Instead, plant and machinery is usually pooled into a general pool, and one computation is then prepared based on the qualifying expenditure within the pool. Plant and machinery allowances are a fixed percentage of the value of the pool, calculated on a reducing balance basis. For accounting periods commencing on or after the 6th of April 2008, the rate of capital allowances is 20%. Having claimed capital allowances within the pool at the fixed rate, the residual balance in the pool, the tax written down value, is then carried forward as an opening balance in the next accounting period, where it will be written down again. Note that for the purposes of the illustrations in this chapter, we will ignore first year allowances and annual investment allowance. These will be covered in the next lecture. By way of illustration, assume Barney is a self-employed courier. He started trading on the 1st of April 2009 when he bought a new van for £18,750. This is the only plant and machinery used in his trade. He draws accounts annually to the 31st of March. The capital allowances computation will be as follows. We draw up a two-column computation. In one column, we have the general pool. In the other column, we keep a note of the capital allowances claim for the period. In the year ended 31st of March 2010, Barney bought a van for £18,750. This is an addition to the general pool. For the year ended 31st of March 2010, writing down allowances are claimed at 20%. The capital allowances claim for the year ended 31st of March 2010 is therefore £3,750. The tax written down value carried forward at 31st of March 2010 is therefore £15,000. The capital allowances claim for the year, £3,750, is noted in the claim column, and this will be deducted from trading profits for the year ended 31st of March 2010. The tax written down value carried forward at the start of the next period is £15,000. For the year ended 31st of March 2011, writing down allowances are claimed at 20%. The capital allowances claim for the year ended 31st of March 2011 is therefore £3,000. The tax written down value carried forward at 31st of March 2011 is therefore £12,000. The capital allowances claim for the year, £3,000, is again noted in the claim column, and this will be deducted from trading profits for the year ended 31st of March 2011. Continuing with the previous example, the tax written down value carried forward at the start of the next period is £12,000. For the year ended 31st of March 2012, writing down allowances are claimed at 20%. The capital allowances claim for the year ended 31st of March 2012 is therefore £2,400. The tax written down value carried forward at the 31st of March 2012 is therefore £9,600. Barney will claim the capital allowances of £2,400 via his self-assessment returns, and the amounts claimed will be deducted from his adjusted trading profits. Next, we will consider additions and disposals in the general pool. When a trader buys additional plant and machinery for use in his trade, this addition must be brought into the capital allowances computation. Additions are brought in at cost. Where the cost of an asset includes VAT, if the trader is VAT registered, the VAT will be recoverable from HMRC. The addition should then be the VAT exclusive amount. However, if the trader is not VAT registered, he will not be able to recover the VAT from HMRC. The addition should then be the VAT inclusive amount, as the VAT will be a cost of acquiring the asset. VAT registered businesses will produce accounts on a VAT exclusive basis, so you will rarely have to adjust for the VAT. When a trader disposes of plant and machinery, the disposal must be taken out of the computation. In this case, we deduct the sale proceeds of the asset from the general pool and calculate writing down allowances on the balance. Where sales proceeds exceed original cost, i.e. the trader sells some plant and makes a profit on the sale, the amount deducted from the pool is restricted to original cost. Effectively, we cannot deduct more from the pool than we put in originally. We will run through an illustration to show you how this works. Daisy is a florist. She has traded for many years from a shop in Covent Garden. She draws accounts annually to the 31st of March. The tax written down value of the general pool at the 1st of April 2009 was £12,000. Her recent capital acquisitions and disposals are as per your screen. In October 2009, she bought a new computer and printer for £1,900. She then sold an old computer for £100. It had originally cost £800. In December 2009, she spent £2,000 on a new front door for her shop. In May 2010, she bought a new till for £1,000. Finally, in September 2010, she bought additional shelving and racking for the shop at a cost of £5,000. We need to calculate the capital allowances Daisy can claim. We will work out her capital allowances for the years ended 31st of March 2010 and 31st of March 2011. We start with the year ended 31st of March 2010. The tax written down value brought forward at the 1st of April 2009 is £12,000. Next, we look at plant and machinery additions in the period. In October 2009, Daisy bought a new computer and printer for £1,900. She then sold an old computer for £100. As proceeds are less than original cost, we deduct the proceeds of £100 from the pool. This gives a balance of £13,800. Writing down allowances are claimed at 20%. The capital allowances claim for the year ended 31st of March 2010 is therefore £2,760. The tax written down value carried forward at the 31st of March 2010 is therefore £11,040. Note that Daisy cannot claim capital allowances on the new front door for her shop, as the door is part of the building, so it will not be regarded as plant. We now move on to the year ended 31st of March 2011. The tax written down value brought forward at the 1st of April 2010 is £11,040. Next, we take the plant and machinery additions in the period. In May 2010, she bought a new till for £1,000. In September 2010, she bought additional shelving and racking for the shop at a cost of £5,000. This gives a balance of £17,040. Writing down allowances are claimed at 20%. The capital allowances claim for the year ended 31st of March 2011 is therefore £3,408. The tax written down value carried forward at the 31st of March 2011 is therefore £13,632. Next, we will look at short and long accounting periods. Sometimes, a trader may draw up accounts which are not for a 12-month period. This will happen either when the individual starts trading or when the trader decides to change his account state. The 20% writing down allowance applies for a 12-month accounting period. Therefore, where a trader has an accounting period which is not 12 months long, this rate must be scaled up or down as appropriate. For example, Jenny started trading on the 1st of March 2010. Her first set of accounts covered the 7-month period to the 30th of September 2010. Her only plant and machinery addition in the period was computer equipment costing £3,600. We need to calculate the capital allowances for the 7-month period. As Jenny started trading on the 1st of March 2010, there is no balance brought forward. The only plant and machinery addition in the period is computer equipment costing £3,600. Applying the writing down allowance of 20%, but restricted to 7 months, gives us an allowance for the period of £420. The tax written down value carried forward at the 30th of September 2010 is therefore £3,180. Next, we look at how we calculate capital allowances for a long accounting period. Sanjay has traded for many years, drawing accounts to the 30th of June. He decided to change his account state to the 31st of December, and did so by drawing accounts covering the 18-month period from the 1st of July 2009 to the 31st of December 2010. The tax written down value of the general pool at the 1st of July 2009 was £150,000. On the 2nd of August 2009, Sanjay brought new machinery costing £30,000. We will calculate the capital allowances for the 18-month period to the 31st of December 2010. The tax written down value brought forward at the 1st of July 2009 is £150,000. The plant and machinery additions in the period are £30,000. This gives £180,000. Applying the 20% writing down allowance and grossing it up by 18 over 12, we get an allowance of £54,000. The tax written down value carried forward at the 31st of December 2010 is therefore £126,000. In the second budget of 2010, it was announced that the rate of writing down allowance for plant and machinery in the general pool will be reduced from 20% to 18% for accounting periods ending on or after the 6th of April 2012. The relevant date for companies is the 1st of April 2012. A hybrid rate of writing down allowance will apply to a business whose accounting period spans the 6th of April 2012. That concludes the first part of this lecture on basic capital allowances computations.